A good sherry sack hath a twofold operation in it. It sends me into the brain, tries all there, all the foolish and all and grody vapors which environ it, makes it apprehensive, quick, forgetive, full of nimble, fiery, and delectable shapes, which delivered all to the tongue becomes excellent wit. The second property of your excellent sherries is the warming of the blood, which before cold and settled left the liver white and pale, which is the badge of pusillanimity and cowardice. But the sherries warms it and makes it come from the inwards to the parts extreme. It illumineth the face, which as a beacon gives warning to all the rest of this little kingdom, man, to arms. And then the vital commoners and inland petty spirits muster me unto their captain of the heart, who great and puffed up with his retinue doth any deed of courage, and this valor comes of sherries. So that skill in the weapon is nothing without sack, for that sets it all work. And learning a mirror of gold kept by a devil, till sack commences it and sets it in act and use. If I had 1,000 sons, the first humane principle I would teach them to be, for to sweat and potations, and to addict themselves to sack, to sack, to sack.